Welcome to Congregation Ahavas Yisrael's 25th annual dinner. On behalf of the entire dinner committee, I want to thank each and every one of you so much for attending this evening, for this very special event. Special because, as you all know, our 25th annual dinner coincides with Rav and Rebbetzin Welcher's 25th years, or celebrated 25 years, at the helm of our kehila. From the early beginnings of the congregation Ahavas Yisrael in the basement of Shevach High School, Rav Welcher has played a pivotal role in turning our congregation into a major base kinesis with its own building. We now have a membership of over 230 families, daily minyanim, regular multitude of shirim, including a nightly community-based medrash program, and daily daf yomi, and several other exceptional programs, most notably a preeminent preschool program. When the time arrived for planning this evening, the dinner committee decided that it would be a nice touch to start off having our own 25th anniversary annual dinner logo. Well, if you take a look on the table in front of you, at the Sidurim, at the journal, and of course the CD containing many for Welcher's Halach Shirim, you will notice a beautifully designed logo by our very own Adina Feldman. There were many other individuals who were very helpful in providing assistance to make this dinner happen this evening. Interestingly, they found time in their schedules, hectic and chaotic as they may be, to help us. And I'd like to mention their names now. Yisrael Benedek, Harvey Blitz, Bossy Blumberg, Daniel Dim, Yossi Englander, Nedra Feldman, Mark Frankel, our president, Jay Jaffe, Yoni Katz, David Keane, Yoni Klotowski, Michael Salzbank, this is a long one, Devorah, Leah, Yehuda, and Yaakov Shapiro, Abigail Strauss, and Shmuel Weiss. Now, preparation for this evening began back in October, and it never ceased. In fact, many significant aspects have occurred over the last several months. But of course, as we all know, very often some of the more significant things happen within the last several weeks. Over the last 10 days to 2 weeks, we have had the assistance of Marty Katz and Chaim Eli Welcher, both of whom have never been more than a call, email, or a text message away. Whatever involved, whenever we needed it, they were there, and we had what we needed. Thank you very much. Of course, speaking of being there, my co-chairs, Dina Shapiro and Sherry Weiss. Sherry, first and foremost, if you take a look at the really lovely, beautiful, created journal. That is the work of Sherry Weiss. But I have to tell you, through, up to, including, except on Yontif, Chol HaMoed included, all the way through Pesach, Adina and Sherry worked on this dinner. And Sherry made a chasam too. The two of you anticipated every need, addressed every issue, and overlooked no details. You were impeccably dependable and astonishingly reliable. To say that we were on the same page is an understatement. Actually, the three of us wrote the same page. I admire your organizational foresight, keen insight, and of course, I treasure your friendship. You both were exquisite and quintessential partners. Speaking of quintessential, our honorees, Rav and Rebbetzin Welcher. Last year, recognizing that this would be the 25th annual dinner, and realizing, of course, that it signified a completion of 25 years at the helm of the Congregation of Avos Yisrael, I laid the groundwork with what would eventually be an approach to ask their assistance in serving as tonight's honorees. Now, many of you don't realize, but every year, I end up, inevitably, approaching the Rav, except for a slightly different kind of assistance. I ask the Rav's help so that I can procure a suitable honoree. And every year, he doesn't let me down. In fact, I have to tell you, without giving away any secrets, there are times where we have relied on trickery, chicanery, and sometimes outright deceit. During one of our discussions over the last year or two, I casually asked the Rav, I'm curious, do you think there's going to come a time when maybe the Rav would find himself on the opposite end of such tactics? The Rav, in his inimitable style, smiled and responded, you can try whenever you want. You only have one problem. You don't have the Rav to help you. Thankfully, we did have the Rav and the Rebbetzin to help us. And I have to also point out, it may very well be the only time in 25 years that our Rav was wrong. Now, beyond the Makom Torah that the Rav and Rebbetzin have established, their presence in our shul has substantially enhanced and contributed to the Harvatzis Torah, not only of Congregation Havas Yisrael, but of Queens, and I will also point out the Jewish world in general. Whether it's through the Rav's involvement in the Vada Rabbanim of Queens, answering the numerous shilas brought to him, or our Rebbetzin's hospitable open door, they personify Torah and now stand as a pillar in the Jewish world. But as significant as these accomplishments are, and they indeed are, it pales in comparison to what you both have meant to us. For the last 25 years, you've guided us, mentored us, counseled us. We have learned from you. We have grown because of you. Through your leadership and your friendship, you have celebrated with us, you've laughed with us, you've cried with us, and at times, you have carried our burdens for us. Amazingly, after 25 years, they are no worse for the wear. In fact, the light of your leadership burns brighter than ever. The winds of your inspiration are stronger than they ever have been. May you both be zocha to merit another 25 years at Congregation Havas Yisrael and well beyond. I now call upon my friend, Rabbi Marty Katz, who at the Rav's request will serve as tonight's MC. In addition to enjoying a close personal relationship with Rav Welcher, Marty was president when the Rav arrived, and he was also instrumental in bringing him and the Rebbetzin to Kew Gardens Hills. Rabbi Marty Katz.